Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask your blessing on this today. You give your people wisdom for the changes that are about to happen in the world here, and some are very important. So we thank you, Father, for doing this, and we thank you for giving people wisdom in how to handle it and how to relate to these things. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to share some important things. Some of them will be important to you. Some will not. Some will be important to other people. But there's some good news in here for everybody, actually. I'm going to share it with you from Operation Disclosure. On January the 20th, 2026, it marked 365 days of President Donald J. Trump's a golden age, just getting started and taking down the cabal. Well, that's a good thing. The golden age, I could imagine, has a lot more to do with the coming of the Lord in his first fruits than anything else. But we'll let them have their say here because there's some important things here. Let's see. Am I going down and skip some commercials here? Okay, Judy's note. On Tuesday, January the 20th, 2026, John F. Kennedy Jr. announced on Telegram that he was alive, was vice president of our republic under President Donald Trump. In case you didn't know that you had a stand-in, under the Q movement, and has been masquerading as Juan O'Savin. Now, I've known this for a long time and mentioned it just to a couple around me, but this is true. As head of the Global Military Alliance, Trump and Kennedy have been working together to take down the cabal worldwide. The cabal here is talking about the deep state, Khazarian criminals that have been running this world. And in order to do this, they've had to make a whole new monetary system. This is the fall of Babylon. Okay, the plan to save the world. Phase 1, broadcast. Insurrection Act declared, which means he can use the military in the U.S., right? Comms secures, communications are secured. Phase 2, military control networks, targeted blackouts. Phase 3, raids, arrests, seizures. Phase 4, tribunals, crimes exposed. Phase 5, economic reset. QFS, that's the quantum financial system, that's the new monetary system, activates. Fed ends, IRS abolished, gold-backed currency, Nasara funds released. That is the stolen funds that the deep state Khazarians have taken from the public are going to be released and returned. President Trump has given the green light for EBS activation. That's Emergency Broadcast System activation. The Great Reset has begun. Fiat U.S. dollar is collapsing. Banks freezing accounts. You don't have to worry about that. It's going to be flipped over to the quantum financial system. Trump to invoke Insurrection Act. National Guard has been activated, triggering military lockdown, media blackout, exposure of Satan worshiping cabal, all flights to be grounded, don't want anybody to get away, right? Airspace restricted. The global currency reset has crossed the point of no return, ushering in the prosperity era under Nasara. Jassara, you can look that up NESARA/GESARA. It's a big change. Redemption appointments roll out in a 5-day window beginning Monday the 19th of January through Friday 23rd of January 2026. This is the redemptions for the global currency reset. With Tier 4B notifications flowing today and exchanges/ZIM redemptions prioritizing humanitarian projects under the fully operational quantum financial system. So people who are involved in this, of course, are exchanging different, like for instance, the ZIM for cash, which is going to be higher for the people that are doing this now, right? Gold standard rates, secure asset-backed payouts, massive wealth transfer from corrupt elites to the faithful patriots, debt jubilee wipes away burdens, freeing humanity for the golden age. Okay, I'm leaving their terminology just the way it is. I'm reading it to you. I don't have to agree with everything that they say. Okay. Medbeds were prepared for widespread activation. This is going to take the place of medicine, which has killed an awful lot of people, if you're in the know. And this so far hasn't killed anybody. It's just given people a natural way to be healed. Healing the poisons of the cabal through holographic frequency resonance, restoring bodies from chronic illness, implants, and more. The QFS enforces sovereign freedom worldwide across 209 BRICS nations with prosperity packages, no taxes on earnings, and trillions redirected to rebuild America, end poverty, and uplift the planet. Redemption centers for the general public open under military security by early February. That's the general public. Tiers 1 through 4B come before that, okay? Linked via Starlink for secure Jisara wallets. Wallet is your bank account. President Trump has green-lit the emergency broadcast activation with the Great Reset now underway as the fiat U.S. dollar collapses and banks begin freezing accounts. Don't worry about your accounts. They will be transferred over to the QFS. However, your money will not be fiat. In other words, not backed by anything. Now it'll be backed by gold. The Insurrection Act invoked. National Guard deployed nationwide, triggering military lockdown, media blackout, and exposure of the Satan-worshipping cabal. Under Trump's command, the Global Military Alliance cleanses the nation. Well, not quite, but we know from a spiritual standpoint what that actually would mean, okay? We still need a revival. So Charlie Kirk has been protected. His wife is in custody as a CIA handler exposed. Truth surges forward. Deep state crumbles under sealed indictments and Gitmo tribunals, with elites facing exposure for adrenochrome harvesting, election fraud, and Luciferian rituals. You are advised to stock provisions as Seven Trumpets via Starlink will soon broadcast undeniable evidence of treason, bioweapons, and the cabal's endgame. All flights to be grounded, airspace restricted. Prepare for the 10 days of darkness imminent, a time of truth bombardment where fake news falls silent. This is the final takedown. Trust in God's plan to restore our republic and end Satan's reign. God wins. Well, this won't quite do it, but it will do a lot. Okay. So we know what it would take to do that for everybody to be sanctified, right? Okay, possible timing. They have announced a 5-day rollout for the Tier 4B, U.S., the Internet Group, Global Currency Reset, Redemption Center appointments to exchange foreign currency and redeem bonds starting Monday, January the 19th, and going through Friday, January the 23rd, through the latest. Though the latest was that the back window was Saturday the 24th, January 2026. Don't worry if you don't have any of these bills to redeem. You will still receive a lot of money in your account. Thursday, January 21st, 2026, the biggest snowstorm is coming in 72 hours. This is probably ordained in order to have people in their homes and listening to the EBS, Emergency Broadcast System. My guess. They're not saying that. February the 1st, 2026, redemption centers open worldwide under military security to set up the new global financial system, GFS, wallets, formerly known as bank accounts, for the general public on the new and secure Starlink satellite system. FBI Director Kash Patel on Telegram reporting this. Okay. And on February the 1st, 2026, sanctuary jurisdictions, states and cities that have refused to enforce immigration law will be cut off from all federal funding, according to a newly signed executive order of President Trump, which is a very smart deal. Okay, global currency reset. Okay, Tuesday, January the 20th, 2026. Exposed. The birth bond deception is real. 169 trillion bond scam. CUSIP coded at birth. Branded by the system and sold into global debt slavery. The Great Human Fraud. AMG News. Okay, you'll find out more about this, how they've been scamming you and using you to make money. Okay, January the 20th of Tuesday, 2026. Bruce, the big call. The big call universe. This is something you can tune in on if you want to you know, have some more update on this particular thing, but I think I'm giving you everything here. So the Iranian Rial and Venezuelan Bolivar are on the screens and will be part of the exchange. Surprise, surprise. Tier 3 was supposed to receive notification on their funds yesterday and today, January the 20th. Sources say that Tier 4B should get notification Wednesday or Thursday and begin exchanges this week. That's exchanging foreign currency for a good amount of money. One source said 72 hours to 96 hours, 3 to 4 days for notification. The far date for Tier 4B notification is Saturday the 24th of January. They will ask how much money you need for your humanitarian project for the first 90 days. These are people who are getting a really good amount of money for their bills. And for that, they are doing humanitarian projects, which is going to help a lot of people. Redemption centers will give you a higher rate than a bank. Banks cannot redeem the ZIM bond. You do that at the redemption center. Okay, some of you don't know about this, and you don't need to know about this, and it's not going to bother you a bit. January the 17th, 2026, 333 UTC, Omega Tier Active Classified Transmission, Earth Liberation Protocol. Mr. Poole, final chapter on Telegram. The quantum financial system has breached legacy firewalls and locked out unauthorized channels. This was a takeover from within. Global banking infrastructure is experiencing internal failure. Don't worry about it. This is not to be feared. It's a switchover. Encrypted back channels confirm trillions in assets being reassigned under QFS command authority quietly, systematically, irreversibly. In other words, they're putting your money in the QFS account. Tier 4B redemption pathways are now live. The elite are panicking because they recognize the signal. The media blackout is pre-positioning. What looks like a crash is a controlled reset execution phase. Nasara-Jasara protocols are confirmed active in 27 jurisdictions, with additional nations synchronizing into the quantum grid between January the 20th and the 28th. This is a worldwide happening here. Debt suspensions, tax restructuring, and asset reclassification are being queued, not announced. The data backbone of the International Monetary Fund has been breached and is now under audit lock. The old system is bleeding out. Very good deal. All the criminality is going with it. Well, not all of it, but yeah. QFS nodes confirmed online, Zurich, Dubai, Texas. The era of fiat is finished. The age of frequency, ledger truth, and a value-backed exchange has begun. In parallel operations, MedBed divisions under Project Phoenix have initiated human reconstruction sequences. Cellular structures are being recorded via quantum resonance fields, restoring biological systems to their original template. This is what the med beds do, right? Because a lot of corruption, a lot of poison, a lot of things like that have been aimed at us. This is going to restore in a natural way. This is not medicine. This is not treatment. This is Genesis restarted. Military intel confirms Donald Trump, Cash Patel, and Restoration Council are executing Operation Morningstar. You know him, right? A multi-layered transition protocol spanning finance, health, and sovereign governance. Tier 4B is first. Assets, trusts, quantum access codes, hard link to humanitarian purpose, and verified identity. There's going to be a lot of help going out. It's like Reagan's trickle down. It's going to go, it's going to be good, spread out. Okay. Don't ask when the clock struck zero. What is unfolding is not an event. It is a civilization phase shift. Earth's magnetic field is aligning with the solar gate window. This frequency convergence will trigger EBS activation sequences. When it happens, you will not need confirmation. Most will panic. Some will deny. A few will remember who they are. If you are reading this calmly, you are already in sync. Tier 4B is not a group, it is a frequency. QFS is not money, it is energy. MedBed is not a device, it is awakening. The reset is here. Stay grounded, stay ready. Trust the plan, trust the code, trust the light, and I'll add, trust God. All right? January the 19th, 2026, QFS Global Alert, Tier 4B, Accelerated Notification Phase. Quantum Financial System on Telegram. Now you may say, wait, we've heard about this thing happening before. Yeah, false starts were a part of this plan to find out who was attempting to stop it. And it worked. So, secure floor confirmations. Global ISO 20022 rainbow currency rollout now stands at 97.2% synchronized across all major treasuries. Liquidity pools in Zimbabwe, Hong Kong, and Moscow are fully funded and pulsing with one-to-one asset-backed parity transactions in real time. The GCRRV shotgun start became mathematically irreversible at 0347 UTC on January the 17th, 2026. Irreversible trajectory locked, no reversals possible, escalation confirmed hour by hour. In the last 12 to 14 hours, 41,000 plus Tier 4B private groups received encrypted NDAs, that's non-disclosure agreements, 72 to 96 hour windows via secure quantum entanglement security locks engaged channels. Some of this is their way of being distributing the money to people that's been stolen from them over the years that they didn't even know about. Okay. Military protected redemption centers in Nevada and Brisbane executed first live biometric handoff tests with Dragon Family Yellow / Gold Dragon bonds fully redeemed and off-ledger mirrored accounts now on ledger. Yes, the Chinese families were involved in all of this, you know, and even had contributed a lot of money. See, humanitarian and infrastructure project wallets activated in batches of 14,500 plus. Saint Germain World Trust tranches, that's a huge bags of money, released directly into adjudicated settlements, Tier 4A, completed ledgers. Sovereign rate versus street rate screens lit up in Reno, Zurich. Control nodes showing gold-backed digital certificates streaming through Zimbabwe / Hong Kong / Moscow liquidity pools at unprecedented velocity. In other words, the money is going out. You'll find out about it. MedBid Allocation Trust funded and Nasara Debt Jubilee packets uploaded to final staging. Andromeda Council oversight confirms zero interference vectors. The secure floor is electric. Quantum entanglement security locks engaged across every node. No hopium. Only confirmed execution from the master control rooms. The old world just ended. The new one is already funded. Not really. We know about the new world, right? But they don't. But to them, this is the new world. Tuesday, January the 20th, 2026, Restored Republic via GCR detonates. Global currency reset activates. Trump invokes Insurrection Act, which I think will probably be very good. Deep state cabal crumbles, mass arrests, and wealth redistribution beginning now. John F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. Yep, he is the vice president, and he has been. The other guy's a stand-in. Because this, if he would have stood up, he'd have been shot again. Not shot again, but killed again anyway. Patriots, the storm is here. In January 2026, Judy Byington's bombshell update drops truth nukes. President Trump is set to invoke the Insurrection Act, triggering military lockdown, media blackout, and full exposure of the Satan-worshipping cabal. This lockdown may be more in the high-density population areas than in others, but in a way, they want everybody to sit down and listen to what they have to say. Okay. The global currency reset, GCR, rolls out imminently. Tier 4B, U.S., the people. Redemption centers open Monday, January the 19th, for a five-day window to exchange currencies and redeem historic bonds at sky-high rates. Quantum Financial System, QFS, goes live. Nasara Jasara implements debt forgiveness. Massive wealth transfer from parasites, that's the cabal, right, to we the people. The cabal's endgame exposed. They're done. Over 500,000 sealed indictments execute via military tribunals at Gitmo. The Keystone Hub, deep state players in panic as Operation Final Justice unleashes global strike under Executive Order 13818. Arrests accelerating, politicians, bankers, Hollywood pedos, all going down. Blackout incoming to prevent chaos while truth floods out. RV and redemption timeline exploding. January the 17th, activation sparked it. Tier 4B notifications hit. Appointments flood in starting January 19th through the 23rd. If this doesn't mean anything to you, don't worry about it. Okay. Bond redemptions at unprecedented rates. Think ZIM, Iraqi dinar, multipliers in the stratosphere. In other words, they're way up there. BRICS alliance launches a parallel system, crushing fiat dollar slavery. QFS blockchain tracks every transaction. No more theft by central banks. Humanitarian projects funded first. Trillions pour into rebuilding America, ending poverty, healing the planet. This sounds like the final solution. It's not. The Lord's coming is the final solution. Trump and military lead the charge. Trump's envoy hits Iraq for final GCR alignments. Military in control. White hats execute the plan. No more fake elections. No more Fed fraud. Constitution restores. Gold asset-backed currency returns. Taxes vanish for most. Prosperity packages activate. The Satanist stolen wealth returns to humanity. Your share of trillions incoming. Sounds good, doesn't it? QFS and sovereign freedom unleashed. Quantum system bypasses cabal banks entirely. Secure, transparent, unbreakable. No inflation, no hidden fees. Pure freedom in your wallet. Debt jubilee wipes out mortgages, student loans, credit cards, med beds roll out for healing, suppressed technology releases, which has been hidden by the deep state, anything that would heal you, cure you, make you prosperous, or anything like that, they stole it and hid it. So it's all being released. And this is the greatest wealth transfer in history. From Luciferian elite back to awakened patriots. The awakening storm hits peak. Media blackout shields the takedown. Stay off streets. Trust the plan. EBS ready to broadcast undeniable proof of child trafficking networks, election fraud, bioweapon origins. Trump returns triumphant. Republic restores, cabal's greed detonated their empire, and now they swing. Patriots, this is it, the end of tyranny. Well, yeah. Birth of a true freedom. Jesus has to do some of this. I mean, this is all on a physical level, all right? Prepare your exchanges, hold the line, pray for the warriors. The deep state is collapsing faster than ever. Your dividends, your sovereignty, your victory. It's all activating now. Share this wildfire. The world wakes up. The storm rages. Justice prevails. Where we go one, we go all. Nothing can stop what's coming. Well, God could stop it, but he's not going to stop it. It's going to be, at least in the beginning, successful. January 20th, 2026, breaking. Patriots, prepare. In the next few days, we take our country back. Steve Bannon on Telegram. Patriots, listen up. The final countdown is on, and it's happening in the next few days. Judy Byington's latest unredacted intel drop is pure fire. The restored republic is locked and loaded. The deep state cabal is crumbling. And we, the people, are about to witness the greatest takedown in history. 11.3 to the military is on the only way. So they're using the military to do this. It is the only way. Q confirmed it years ago, and now it's executing live. Massive military movements everywhere, special forces rolling into position, continuity of government flipped to white hat control, black sites filling with high-level traitors, global currency reset exploding into action, quantum financial system fully operational across 200-plus nations, fiat dollar dead and buried. That your dollars will work for just a little while, and as they take them up, they'll burn them, and you'll replace it with the new dollar, okay? Which is backed by gold asset-backed currencies. Reigning supreme, it says. Tier 4B notifications dropping any moment. Redemption appointments flooding in. Prosperity funds releasing. Universal debt forgiveness hitting like a thunderbolt. The greatest wealth transfer ever is underway. From the wicked elite straight to awakened patriots. Banks collapsing, their Ponzi scheme exposed, your money secured in unbreakable QFS accounts. Remember that. So you'll find out about this pretty quickly. EBS activation imminent. Power grids may flicker, communications go dark for 10 days, but that's when the real show begins. Broadcasts exposing everything, stolen elections, bio-weapons, satanic rituals, the full cabal playbook. Trump is commanding from the shadows, ready to step back into the spotlight as the rightful president. The 47th sealed the victory. The fake regime is in total panic, puppets flipping, media blacked out, their lies crumbling. Biblical judgment is here, the wrath poured out on the wicked, the locusts devouring the corrupt, prophecy fulfilling in real time. Patriots, prepare now, stock up, stay vigilant. Pray like never before. In the next few days, you'll see undeniable proof that we are taking our country back, and the storm peaks, the deep state falls forever. This is it. Anons, no more waiting, no more games. The military has it all. Q was always real. Trump never conceded anything but victory. The enemies of humanity are finished. Their fear is our triumph. Get ready to cheer as the wicked reap what they've sown. Stay strong, armored up spiritually, and watch the glory unfold. God wins, the republic is restored, and freedom rings louder than ever. Where we go one, we go all. The next few days change everything. Prepare, patriots. The best is here. January 20th, 2026, Judgment Day. Trump prepares national broadcast to announce a massive event. Military positioned, deep state arrests incoming, insurrection act imminent, National Guard federalized, America changes forever. Mr. Poole on Telegram. In January 2026, President Trump readies a historic national broadcast to launch the final takedown. Military forces staged nationwide, Insurrection Act ready, mass arrests of deep state traitors locked in. The storm has arrived. Patriots, this is our moment. The signal is out. Operation Restoration Phase 5 activated. Trump authorized full domestic restoration with military intelligence, JAG, and constitutional forces. They're dropping all of the three-letter agency criminal agencies, and the military will be the intelligence. This is the controlled demolition of the deep state occupation. All their crimes, banking fraud, pandemic scams, censorship, judicial corruption, captured on military servers and ready for exposure. Trump's broadcast will override media, trigger alerts, invoke the Insurrection Act, suspend rogue authorities, and enforce wartime protocols. The pendant signal was sent. True patriots know what's coming. Military fully deployed. Cabal has no escape. Major cities under federal watch. Bases activate in multiple states. Elite units from the 11th Airborne, 101st Airborne. MP task forces ready. Quantum secure comms communications via Space Force Live. Alert systems reprogrammed to cut out fake news. National Guard federalized. 1,500 troops deployed in Minnesota as proof. Traitors like Waltz, Fry, Ellison, and Omar exposed for blocking ICE, funneling billions to foreign NGOs and attempting chaos. Their plot failed and became evidence. Mass arrests launching. High-value targets fall. Raids hitting state capitals, media centers, NGO offices, elite homes, governors, mayors, DOJ officials, judges, pharma and media execs taken by federalized guard, marshals, and MPs under JAG. Charges, treason, conspiracy, aiding enemies, trafficking, biowarfare fraud. Military tribunals ready. Swift justice is coming. Yes, it is good, too. The phases of the storm. Phase 1, broadcast. Insurrection Act declared. Comms secured. Phase 2, military controls networks, targeted blackouts. Phase 3, raids, arrests, seizures. Phase 4, tribunals, crimes exposed. Phase 5, economic reset, QFS activates. Fed ends, IRS abolished, gold-backed currency, Nassara funds released. Deep state in full panic. Their end is here. Media meltdowns, fake stories, desperate moves, all signs of defeat. Assets frozen, comms breached, Minnesota trap backfired, and now it fuels the fire. Trump commands, military never lost control. This is lawful restoration. White hats let the cabal expose themselves. Now the reckoning begins. America reborn. Real money, real justice, freedom from tyranny. Watch for signs. resignations, outages, unmarked ops, NGO closures, chain of command active, Trump speaks soon, the world shifts forever. Patriots stand strong, judgment day is now, deep state crumbles tonight, where we go one, we go all. Great awakening wins, spread this everywhere, victory is ours. January the 20th, 2026. Big things must be brewing. The final phase ignites now. Julian Assange on Telegram. Patriots, pure confirmation that the White Hat Military Alliance is unleashing total devastation on the deep state cabal. This isn't speculation anymore. It's happening at lightning speed in 2026, the year the satanic elite finally get wiped out for good. Everything is accelerating beyond... that's their words. We still know the book of Revelation is coming, right? Everything is accelerating beyond belief. The quantum financial system, QFS, is fully operational and locked in across the globe. Nasara Jassara is quietly activating behind closed doors, and President Trump's unbreakable master plan to dismantle the cabal and reclaim America is hitting its explosive climax. The old fiat money slavery system obliterated. The corrupt SWIFT network is dead, replaced by unbreakable quantum tech running in 209 nations. Debts wiped clean, mortgages dissolved, credit card chains shattered. Sovereign wallets for Tier 4B patriots are firing up right now. Redemption centers and 800 numbers are about to flood the secure lines. Trillions in seized cabal wealth pouring directly to we the people. Your financial freedom is imminent. You remember that Cyrus discovered the hidden treasures of darkness. Well, President Trump is Cyrus. That's what the Lord told us. And he did discover it. And that's what's happening. Military insiders from the Patriot Street Fighter channels are roaring that mass global arrests are rampaging. Very good. Billionaire overlords, treasonous judges, Hollywood child predators, foreign puppets vanishing in the night. Gitmo overflowing, military tribunals grinding 24/7, forced confessions, ripping open the entire global child trafficking horror show linked straight to the Vatican, D.C. swamp creatures, and central banking cartel. Maduro's Venezuelan network just got cracked wide open, spilling locations of a secret adrenochrome harvesting lab. The nightmare fuel for these monsters ends in 2026. And this is, of course, harvested from the children at the cost of their life. So they've been setting the children free for a long time now. Trump's 2026 war path is on fire. Mexican cartels officially branded terrorists. U.S. military greenlit for deep strikes into their lairs. He all but shouted it. They're done running things. Iranian terror proxies decimated. BRICS empire crumbling under quantum financial warfare. Chinese ports quietly seized by white hats. The storm is here and it's biblical. Medbeds rolling out at warp speed. The cabal hoarded tech now in Patriot control. Healing terminal illnesses, reversing age damage, regrowing limbs like it was nothing. free energy devices, Tesla-style zero-point deploying to off-grid homes, suppressed breakthrough unleashed. If you weren't worried about your electric bill going up, well, this Tesla free energy is going to be released. Suppressed breakthrough unleashed, anti-gravity propulsion, unlimited clean power. The future the elite stole from us is finally ours. Emergency broadcast system activation locked and loaded. Expect 10 to 12 days of orchestrated darkness. As take advantage of it to bone up on what's really going on, because they're going to broadcast it to you. Emergency broadcast system, right? And as cover for the final worldwide sweep of the remaining cabal rats, when the lights snap back on, the truth tsunami hits. 2020, stolen election servers dumped, bioweapon trail nailed to Fauci, Wuhan, China, mountains of fraud evidence broadcast globally. If needed, temporary martial law to restore the original constitutional republic. No more fake admiralty law fraud. A common law returns. America first forever. Scott McKay nails it. This is truly the end of the end. The storm has arrived. Victory is sealed for 2026. No, it's not the end of the end, Scott. No, no, we got some more to do. Read the book of Revelation. Deep state destroyed eternally. We are the storm and we're winning. Huge. Trust the plan 1,000%. Stock up heavy, food, water, meds, silver, ammo, pray nonstop, stay locked in. Liberation year is here, 2026, the year of freedom. I'm reading it from them, okay? Just remember it's from them. So what we think we know as of Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2026. Okay, this is a link, so I can't go to the link, but January the 20th, 2026, bombshell: Trump is in Davos to take Greenland. He's about to make a massive announcement that will break the globalist system. Gazeteller. January the 20th, 2026, the shadows are nice, but one can't live there forever. Juan O'Savin is vice president of our republic. JFK Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. January the 20th, 2026, California. Independent journalist was able to gain access to a building in Los Angeles, California, because the page in system to get in was broken. What he discovered was dozens of home health care and hospice businesses in one building. Some of the doors don't even have signs for the business, and many of the names just sound fake. And if you were running a business for hospice, you wouldn't want 20 other hospice businesses right next door for competition. California is going to be 100 times the fraud of Minnesota. JFK, the leader on Telegram. So, well, they're getting caught. All of them's getting caught. January the 20th, 2026, Chicago, Illinois. Pritzker sides with criminals once again, signing controversial clean state bill into law. Blaze Media. January the 20th, 2026, FBI and ICE storm Minneapolis. Somali mayor busted. A $50 million dirty cash. 2 tons drugs exposed. And that's a link. January the 20th, boom, grand jury activated. DOJ serves subpoenas to Minnesota officials including Governor Tim Walz, A.G. Ellison's and Minneapolis Mayor Fry's offices, AMG News. They're getting them. They're getting them. January 20th, 2026, Seattle Mayor proudly admits she will not seek probe into Somali scammers. That's a link. January the 20th, 2026, Minnesota, something big is brewing in Minneapolis. 1,500 active duty soldiers are on standby for possible deployment to Minneapolis. That's the Insurrection Act. Okay. This comes as the FBI just called for more agents to head to Minneapolis, while thousands of DHS / ICE agents are already there, like it or not. Tuesday, January the 20th, 2026, President Trump holds up a stack of photos of criminal, illegal alien gangbangers, murderers, Democrats are protecting, and asks Americans, do you really want these people as your neighbors? Over 10,000 criminal aliens were arrested in Minnesota alone, where a minimum of $19 billion has gone missing. Biden let them all in. Yes, he did. January the 20th, 2026, Michigan. Michigan taxpayers have been paying $200 million in taxes for ghost employees. You cut 2,000 jobs in state government and you didn't lay off one worker. That's 2,000 ghost employees. That was $200 million for the 2,000 ghost employees. There's at least 3,000 more, and we're finding more every day. It's all taxpayer money laundering. Alex Jones on Telegram. January the 20th, 2026, Fox News. Secretary Marco Rubio just froze all foreign visa processing indefinitely from 75 countries, including Somalia and Nigeria. Also on the list is Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, Egypt, Iran, Russia, Thailand, and more, per Fox. January the 20th, Dr. Mehmet Oz. What we're seeing in Minnesota, which is billions of dollars of fraud that hurts our most vulnerable people, is dwarfed by what I saw in California, which is whole-scale cultural malfeasance around health care, says Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz estimates it's as much as $4 billion in fraud in hospice and home health care in California alone. Shadow of Ezra on Telegram. They claim to have a solution for all this. Yeah. January 20th, 2026. Constant complainer says President Trump turns up the heat against Representative Ilhan Omar, claiming the Minnesota lawmaker hates the USA. Well, that's a fact. And should be either locked up or deported. She should be in jail or even a worse punishment, sent back to Somalia. Consider one of the absolute worst countries in the world. Voice of 47th President on Telegram. Yep. Yep, you're right, Mr. President. January 20th, 2026, Bissent says, fight for the Arctic is real, Greenland essential to national security. That's a link, so I can't read it. January the 20th, 2026, U.S. Special Forces rescue U.S. citizens in Venezuela. That's a link. That's going on, by the way, in case you wondered. January the 20th, 2026, New York Post. Pentagon readies 1,500 Army troops for possible deployment to Minnesota. New York Post. January 20th, 2026, Fox News, Trump threatens tariffs on European nations over Greenland acquisition deal. Mm-hmm. January the 20th, 2026, Fox News, an Obama CIA analyst wrote the memo that led to the impeachment of President Trump. The memo that he wrote relied heavily on a report done by an organization funded with tens of millions of dollars by USAID called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. OCCRP was basically an extension of the State Department and then of USAID, which was ultimately tied with color revolution and regime change operations abroad. But taxpayers weren't just funding these operations across the world. They were funding deep state regime change operations right here at home against the President of the United States himself, President Donald J. Trump, speaking. January the 20th, 2026, Michigan daycare scam. Woke Whitmer appointee from Nigeria admits to daycare scam, stealing millions from Michigan taxpayers. Hope they get her too. January the 20th, 2026, after 42 years, the Georgia Guidestones debate is over. That's a link, so I can't tell you what they're saying. January the 19th, 2026, bombshell alert, phone call with a German federal chancellor, F. Mertz. After the meeting with the U.S. president, Trump and Mertz expose EU collapse video. Again, that's a video, so I can't help you. January the 20th, 2026, alert DOJ to Don Lemon. You are on notice. Journalists under fire for church protest convergence as federal authorities draw the line after Minnesota disruption. Good, get him, get him. January the 20th, 2026, just in, Scott Bessent torches federal chair Powell for attending Supreme Court hearing. Thumb on the scale, quote unquote. SCOTUS showdown. January the 20th, classified top secret high level intel how Hillary Clinton sold America out and Obama ordered the cover up to save himself. Video. January the 20th, it begins, military tribunals, secret operations, and the silent war to save the Republic. The Military Commissions Act is now active, amgnews.com. January the 20th, 2026, alert, in a bombshell revelation, U.S. moves to buy Greenland for $706 billion. To 100,000 payouts confirmed by top White House officials for 57,000 residents. Interesting. So they've already made the move, huh? January 20th, 2026. I believe some of them people would be glad to do this. January the 20th, 2026, breaking. Trump blocks NATO's Greenland grab. The Arctic land and minerals were the real target. Ezra A. Cohen. As you know, NATO is pretty much a deep state organization, and Trump has been very wisely distancing himself from it, which is panicking the European people because they thought that would save them from Russia, right? But without the U.S., they're nothing. NATO's nothing without the U.S. President Trump has executed a decisive geopolitical move that exposes what has really been happening behind the scenes in the Arctic. On January the 18th, 2026, he imposed a 10% tariff on 8 European NATO-aligned countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, the UK, and the Netherlands after confirming coordinated efforts to militarize Greenland and lock the United States out. This wasn't symbolic. It was a direct response to a covert operation aimed at securing Greenland before U.S. strategic control could be reasserted. Why Greenland matters. Greenland is rich in rare earth minerals, uranium, and other critical resources needed for microchips, advanced weapons systems, satellites, AI infrastructure, and digital currency hardware. Whoever controls these resources controls the backbone of the next global system. Over the past 2 years, Western corporate and financial networks quietly expanded extraction and communications infrastructure on the island under the cover of climate monitoring and Arctic research. The contracts were layered through shell companies, but the funding trails point back to major financial and foundation networks. This was never about environmental science. It was about securing the raw inputs of a post-dollar digital economy. The troop deployments were not symbolic. When Denmark allowed NATO-aligned troops to deploy across Greenland, they weren't observers. Satellite imagery shows the forward operating bases near mineral zones, active helipads, and encrypted communication nodes already online. These were pre-positioned logistical assets, not training exercises. Coordination logs indicate joint planning between EU officials, defense contractors, and Arctic institutions operating outside normal NATO command structures. The objective was clear: secure permanent access to Greenland's mining zones before Trump could act. That plan collapsed the moment the tariffs were announced. Praise the Lord. The tariffs were a countermove. Trump's 10% tariffs were not about trade policy. They were a military economic countermeasure targeting the exact countries involved in the Arctic encirclement. There were no negotiations, no summits, and no multilateral cover because this was no longer a multilateral game. NATO is fracturing. The Greenland operation forced a reckoning. The alliance lines are now exposed. The U.S. is reasserting direct control over strategic territories and resources. European blocs are attempting to centralize control without U.S. approval. The Arctic is being militarized without transparency. Alliances are being used to advance private elite agendas, not national security. Trump is treating this as what it is, a hostile move by compromised allies serving elite extraction and banking interests. What comes next? As of January the 20th, 2026, Arctic extraction zones are under constant orbital surveillance. Unauthorized drilling and troop movements are flagged immediately. Shipping routes tied to mineral encroachment are being screened, and economic access to U.S. trade pipelines is being cut. Why this matters? Greenland isn't just an island. Control of Greenland means control of the rare earth supply that powers satellites, weapons, chips, digital currency systems, and surveillance infrastructure. Lose Greenland and the entire digital enforcement chain falls into private hands. That's why this fight is happening now. That's why the tariffs landed, and that's why the stakes are this high. This wasn't diplomacy, it was exposure, and the chessboard just changed. Okay, so anyway, that's what it is. I hope some of it has meant something to you. Just be patient and don't worry about the big changes. It seems that the big changes are going to be good. Now we know the book of Revelation is still approaching. So there is bad stuff coming too. But wouldn't you rather be going through this, at least initially, under Nisara Jisara? Amen. Look that up. You'll find out what it actually means. It's a more pure form of government. It is true. How long can it last? Well, as long as the people in office are in office, for sure. Maybe not after that. That's the problem. Okay. God bless you, saints. And the Lord go with you in all of this. I believe you're going to be blessed. And we thank you, Father, for doing this. In Jesus' name. Amen.